Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, where we have conversations around leadership and fundraising topics. And I'm here. My name is Michelle Malloy-Dillon, and I'm here with my colleagues, David Langiuli and Margaret Katz-Kahn. And David and Margaret just attended a training on how to market on LinkedIn, and they're discovering some things about themselves and how this information has triggered them. So take it away, David and Margaret.
Thank you. Well, yes, fundraising, leadership, and personal development. And this kind of lives in the land of personal development and leadership. The inner critic was, as I said to both of you, as we were participating, Margaret and I were participating in this live training about LinkedIn. My inner critic was on me like a hobo on a ham sandwich. Yeah. I mean, I have spent a lot of time, and many of you in the audience may follow some of my writing on LinkedIn. I've been at this for a lot of years, and whoo, man, I was confronted with like some errors that I've been making consistently for a very long time.
And what is your
Yeah.
inner critic saying to you, David?
Oh man, Sledgehammer came out, and was like, oh, what an idiot. You should have known better. And you wasted so much time and effort and money. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big ouch. How are you doing now, David?
Well, thankfully, I have my two dear partners here with me, and we had a little bit of conversation about this before we got on, and I was able to process some of that. So right now I am seeing the gifts in the training that we received, but in the moment it was quite, I was well aware that my inner critic was having his way with me. How about you, Margaret? Well,
Yeah,
you got front and center. You tell us what happened with you. It's really good.
I had a different experience with two parts. And the first is this was a paid training and and for which I paid. And then when I went to log on, I got stuck in the Zoom waiting room for like almost 15 minutes before somebody let me into the meeting. And so by the time I got there, I was just hurt and hyperventilating. And so, which relates to the experience I had, which, I think different from David and a whole different place of self-reflection, which is, I think of myself as a talented writer. I love writing. I do all kinds of different kinds of writing. And the things that this person was teaching us would have me be a terrible writer. Like no part of how I write naturally has any place on LinkedIn. And the point of my self-reflection, though, was when I got there, I was in such a sort of pissy mood from getting, trying to email and get out of the waiting room, which is a pretty powerless place to be, that I was solidly below my line, meaning there was no information that I was going to take in. I was attached to my rightness and the wrongness of not only everybody who invented Zoom and who, organized this meeting, but also the, the points of the speaker and presenter. And it took me probably 20 minutes. And then I finally calmed down and started listening. And once I got then on the other side of that line, I was like, oh my gosh, this person is, he's actually pretty brilliant. There's nothing that he touched in an example that wasn't better after he touched it. So it was a fascinating journey. That was an exhausting hour and a half.
What I love that
Yeah.
both of you are highlighting, and I have my own version of this listening to you, but you're highlighting like an aware, a self-awareness of what you were experiencing and what you experienced afterwards. Like, and there's so much growth possible and new information that can come in when we allow ourselves to have this self-awareness. My self-awareness, listening to both of you talk, was first of all, it was thank God I wasn't there. And then next it was, wait, there was really great information. Now there's like a fear of missing out, right? So here's where my inner judge, my inner critic begins criticizing myself. Like you should have made the time. You should have rescheduled that other meeting you had at that same time, Michelle, because it would have been valuable to be there. And
Right.
it, you know, it's it, we all have an inner critic. We all judge ourselves. We all tell ourselves we're not good enough for one reason or another. And just being able to notice that and then be able to put that aside for a moment to say, well, what am I learning here? What's important?
Yeah, or what might I be available to learn if I could get present? And
Yes.
what I love is how different all three of our, you know, experiences were of resistance
Totally.
and, you know.
Yeah, no inner critic, no one's inner critic is like anyone else's. There might be some similarities to the aspect of the inner critic, but in generally it's a shooting. You should yourself as opposed to, doing something else with an SH. You basically should yourself. No matter, that's a
You
pretty
can even should on
typical.
yourself.
You could, well, yeah, you do shit on yourself for sure. But the timing of this was quite fortuitous, because I did write this week on LinkedIn, probably very unskillfully, about a new book out by Judith Orloff, who three of us know because we've taken her sensitivity test, her empath test, and we all scored pretty high on the empathic. And she got a new book out called The Genius of Empathy, and I'm just happen to be in the chapter around the inner critic right now. So, like, there it is, like I was right in the middle of it. And I'll say something else that, and I recommend that book to the audience, but even more so, I would recommend to the audience our positive intelligence program that each of us coaches one-on-one. We've also done this with small groups. And early on, and that's like a 7-week program, intensive. And one of the things that you get to confront, and we all did confront, was that judge, that inner critic. And I can share that the work that I've done with positive intelligence and over the years has really helped me to be able to sort of be aware when that voice is there, and yet still stay present and not just go down a should slope.
Yeah, and one
And
of
one
the
of
things
those.
that's interesting as we're talking, and that's also part of the PQ program, is this idea that we judge ourselves, we judge others, and we judge the circumstances. And well, David was busy judging himself, I was busy judging others, and now Michelle has chimed in, you know, with her judgment of the circumstances that she had a conflict and couldn't attend. So there you have it.
It was the perfect opportunity for us to practice. Yes. It
Yeah.
was a trifecta.
And one of the ways to begin to sort of turn that around is actually practicing empathy. Empathy for self, empathy for others, and you know, being able to lean into that and begin to think of it from that perspective, that way of looking at it. So, Margaret, you practice a lot of an empathy exercise with a lot of your coaching clients.
I do, and I think David and I do this sometimes, you know, with each other. And yeah, I think, you know, David described, he used the word sledgehammer, which I happen to know is the name of, you know, his chief judge, you know, chief way of getting triggered is that internal voice. That's his inner critic. And mine has different qualities, and I'm saying this, and I will totally do the empathy exercise in a minute, but mine I call the cutter. It's sort of a quieter, insidious energy for me, where sometimes I don't like realize that I've gone there until I'm standing in a pool of blood, not to sound terribly dramatic, but it is almost always kind of in hindsight that I realize. So the sledgehammer is right, that's a different energy. And Michelle, I'm making up that as you've gotten to know your inner critic, that it has its own qualities as well.
Yeah, Absolutely. I don't have a name for it like you and David do, but I certainly know it. Like I feel it in my body very clearly. It's sort of a nameless blob of muck.
Blob, there it is.
There it
It's
is.
the blob. Yeah, your inner critic, your judge is called the blob.
Yeah, if I had to put a name to it, that might be a name. Yeah.
And so I think step one is getting to know this character, even though it's not your friend on most days. And then
This
once.
is definitely not your friend, although you think it is. So this is the insidious part of the judge is we have convinced ourselves that this is helpful. And we introduce something in the PQ program called blameless discernment. That's just like naming what is, as opposed to naming what is and then piling on with something else, like this shouldn't be happening, or why did I do that,
This
or
is
you're an
terrible.
idiot, this is terrible. All right, yeah, none of that is all that helpful, right? So but there is a practice that you could call it self-empathy, or I think of it more as self-compassion. And it's a way you can give yourself a break in the moment and soothe or quiet this voice. And maybe Margaret, I think I'll invite you to lead the audience and Michelle and me through it right now if you're up for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's just, step one is really realizing that you're below your line, that your inner critic has taken over, or your outer critic, or just that you're in that space of yuck and unkindness. And what we encourage is for people to take your right hand and put it on your heart, and then cover it with your left hand, and take a breath and feel the pressure of your hands on your heart, and say to yourself, "Whew, I am in a moment of suffering." That's part one, is just
I am in a
acknowledge
moment of suffering. Yeah.
I am in a moment of suffering. And then part two is to say, "I'm not the only person that has ever faced this circumstance. I'm not alone."
I am not alone.
And then number three is intention setting. May I be kind to myself during this period of suffering?
May I be kind to myself during this moment of suffering?
Pretty simple, but powerful practice to bring yourself back.
Thank you, Margaret.
My pleasure. What I
You
love
know,
about
there's
that is it's wonderful to have you guide us through it, and it's also something that's easily replicatable for someone to do by themselves as well.
You know, there's one more step in the event that you've made some kind of an error or mistake. And it's one more thing you can say. So we can put our hands back over our heart and we can say, may I forgive myself?
May I forgive myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, part of self-compassion is forgiving yourself for
Yeah.
that one moment. Yeah.
Or for having made the mistake or the error. Yeah.
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 We're
Well,
all
I think
human.
that's.
We're going to make the
Well,
mistake
yeah.
again in different ways. And having that self-awareness and some tools to get ourselves out of that moment can be really useful and very powerful.
And that's a good little practice for quieting the inner critic. And if you want to learn more, so there are two other aspects of this character that we all have called the judge, which basically judges circumstances as this shouldn't be happening to me right now, right? Type thing, or why aren't they letting me in the Zoom room? Type of yeah.
Or they did the
This
experience and I didn't. What am I doing?
fear of losing out, right? Exactly. Or judging other, so a lot of folks in organizational life will judge others harshly, and we all judge others harshly. They shouldn't be doing that. Why did they do that? That's wrong what they did. So if you have any of these voices, we're going to put a link in the show notes to where you can reach out to one of us to just register yourself into that positive intelligence coaching program. It will change your life. It changed mine. Yeah. So, yeah, do that and become free.
Yes, and it doesn't, as you've heard from our stories at the beginning of the podcast, it doesn't kill. This is not about slaying these, these demons. It's about learning to live with them and learning to recover, faster
Recover
and
faster. Yeah.
face. Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you don't have any of these voices in your head, congratulations, you're the only human being on
Yeah, you're a Buddha,
the
or you've achieved Christ consciousness, and you don't
That's
even
right.
need to listen. You don't even need to listen to this podcast. Why are you listening to this? See there, I'll just judge you right there. Why the hell are you listening to this podcast? You're a Buddha Christ. By the way, sarcasm lives in the land of the judge.
Oh, you gotta
Or,
laugh. You gotta laugh.
yeah, you got to laugh at the judge, and we do a lot of that in the co I do anyway in the coaching at the positive intelligence coaching program. I get clients to laugh at their saboteurs, and by the way, there's nine other ones that you're going to grapple with. You have a couple more other than just the judge. Yeah.
The judge
All
is a
right.
great place to start. All right.
The judge is the best place to start. So, if you're having a thought like, I don't have time for this, and that's wrong, and that judgment helps keep me safe, then go ahead and click on the link and register yourself into that program.
We'll see you next time.
All right, take care.